Let's start first with the economic picture outside of city government. Cover your ears if you hate cliches. Here's economic consultant John Hakanyos looking at job numbers for the Austin area.
This is extraordinary growth. It is hard to imagine any other community that has consistently grown at the level in the aggregate that the Austin metro area has.
So we've weathered the recession, and for travelers, Austin tops the list.
One of the things that's been very interesting is to see the incredible rise in tourism-related activity, both in the area, but specifically in the city of Austin.
But not everyone's being carried along by the growth in tourism and jobs.
Our divisions as a community have widened quite a bit, and our poverty rate is higher in 2014 than it was in 2009. Our poverty by race and ethnicity has gotten worse. The gaps have gotten worse over the last 5 years.
But what about our local government? What's city spending look like in the coming year? Well, the city may have gotten ahead of itself. Deputy Chief Financial Officer Ed Vanino.
So it's kind of a theme here, is there was a lot of things approved in the fiscal year 16 budget that had deferred costs. There were partial funding and the costs are coming to full bearance in the fiscal year 17 budget.
These are items like hiring an additional 50 Austin police officers, plus 98 other positions within the city. But there's still a lot unknown at this point. The city will continue budget discussions through the fall. They'll need to approve a budget before fiscal year 2017 begins October 1st. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.